Hello and welcome to the Worst is the Shire podcast. This is a currently unnamed episode of the Worst is the Shire, where we're just going to be shooting the breeze. Just to remind everyone, we're three sisters who decided to start up a podcast to talk about our favourite TV shows and movies. And we have a motto here in the Shire, and our motto is, if attempted murder is a crime, then attempted comedy is a podcast. I'm Suna.
I'm Sadie.
And I'm Arzom.
So guys, what are we calling the show?
So what were some things that we discussed? We said maybe shooting the sauce. Sadie said sweet and sour.
I also said wolf, but you guys didn't like it.
I said Bay Pig in the City.
Yeah, I said Sex in the City.
We can call it what not to do, socially awkward for idiots.
What not to do when starting a podcast.
I know. How to get away with not making a podcast.
I know.
We should just give it a human name, like Frank.
I just met a dog called Richard. Best thing in the world.
When I first moved in Musuna, she told me she took her dog to puppy school and she met a dog called George, and I nearly threw up because it was so cute.
She genuinely did.
George Blair.
George Blair.
I'm putting our information into a podcast name generator. So here are some recommendations. The Worst is the Shire Experience.
Yeah.
Nah.
The International Life Experience. The Worst is the Shire Academy.
Uh-huh.
Horsing Around with the Sisters.
Yeah.
The Sister Burrito. Oh, this one's not bad. The Sister Saga.
It is bad.
Oh, I like it. Okay.
Because you're a twihard.
Yeah, well, you're a lot of things I don't say. True Stories with the Sisters.
But some of these are lies.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Sister Shenanigans.
I don't like it.
I hate it.
No.
I don't know why, but Planet International. A Breath of Fresh Sister, I'm going to die.
What is up with horses?
Who said horses?
Everyone knows sisters like horses.
I don't like horses.
Yes, you do. You're a sister.
These names feel like titles for the Babysitter series.
We should call it On the Plate.
Yes.
Because yes. It's like sauce on the plate, and this is what we have on our plate. Or plate it up. Diner Dash. Dish it up.
Yes.
Or the dish.
What are we talking about, by the way? Like, I watched two episodes to be here today.
You only needed to watch one.
Well, we said we were going to do one Pretty Little Liars and one this.
One the dish.
I don't know what this is.
This was your idea.
I know.
Literally, it was your idea. Didn't you say we should do one where we just talk?
Well, you got it.
So far, my favourite is the dish.
So wait, we're 8 minutes into trying to think of a name and you don't know why?
It's a pretty good idea. Look, we're being hilarious.
Anyway, all right, so have we all settled on the dish?
Yeah, the dish is a good one.
I like the dish because I said we were only going to do one the dish.
Welcome to the dish, everyone. There you have it. You're here for its inception.
I know. And Sadie's realization.
So I guess first thing that I wanted to ask you guys, what have you been watching, reading, listening to, etc.? What's been going on?
I haven't been watching much. I've been listening to a lot of Werewolf Smut recently. My favorite pastime at the minute.
Yes.
It got so bad that Audible actually gave me badges. I will take a screenshot and send it to you. But apparently, I listened to over 6 consecutive hours.
Wow, that's a lot of listening.
I say smut, but in Audible, it's actually registered as paranormal romance, and I feel like that's such a nicer title to it than what I've been calling.
Well, I also think it's misrepresenting because you can have something that be romantic without it having, like, I don't know, he sheathed me or something in it.
Yeah.
No, my new favourite word is undulated. That was also a word in
I don't even know what that word means, and it just sounds gross.
I don't know what it means. I first heard about it in Easy A, but the last book I'm listening to, the author's written it twice. So, word of the day for you guys.
I have a word of the day for you guys.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Prestige?
Yes, I have.
Sadie, have you seen The Prestige?
The movie?
Yeah, the movie.
With Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the one with my mum. What other the Prestige?
No, there's a couple of Prestiges.
Is there? What's the other one?
It's a similar movie, but it's not Hugh Jackman and it's not about magic. It's about something completely utterly different. I tried to watch half of it before realizing that it was the wrong Prestige I wanted to show Candice.
What year was it made?
I only watched The Prestige because of Suna. It's one of her all-time favorite movies.
I've just Googled The Prestige movie and only one will come up, and I've gotten to, like, movies. Are you sure you're not just getting the name confused?
Try Prestige with a J instead of a G-E.
Prestige?
The Prestige. There's something called Paris Prestige.
It's something, it was something ridiculous like that.
You found some, like, bootleg version where some guy acted out Hugh Jackman's part.
Probably. We watched half the movie before I realised it wasn't the movie that I wanted.
So have you seen The Prestige, though?
No. The Prestige I watched my first time with Suna.
So I watched it for the first time yesterday, and it's become my new entire personality.
Did you have a guide with you?
I did not have a guide with me.
Who did you ask your questions to? I had so many questions.
I just watched the movie. What do you mean?
Did you get it right? Was your guesses right, correct?
Some were right, some were not. Like, the main, like, okay, it's been since 2006, guys. It's been almost 10 years since this movie, 20 years since this movie's coming out, sorry. I think we can spoil it.
No, let's not spoil it because I want everyone to watch it.
Okay, fine, we won't spoil it.
Can I tell you, I have literally been recommending this movie nonstop to Arzum for years, and she finally watched it, and now she's like, where has this been all my life?
Now, like, no exaggeration, after I watched it yesterday, I literally messaged Suna about it for about 2 hours and then put it back on.
Yeah. So, like, if you're listening to this and you haven't seen The Prestige and you're like, yeah, it's probably not good. No, it is good, and you're going to regret wasting so much of your life having not watched it. So please go watch it.
I think, like, it is easily now my favorite movie of all time.
I don't make recommendations lightly.
When you watch The Prestige, you want to go back and watch it a second time to pick up on all the clues that you missed.
And then when you get the big reveal, you're like, oh my god, this makes so much sense.
Yeah, when you watch it the second time having known the reveal, like, it's in your face the whole time. That's why I really like it. Like, the movie itself is almost like a sleight of hand. Because, like, it's literally in front of your face the whole time.
Yeah.
You don't know because you don't know.
Did that movie ever win any Oscars or, like, Golden Globes or anything?
Oh, I literally have no idea.
I'll check.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's Hugh Jackman. Is the other one the guy that plays Bane in...
Christian Bale.
No, he played Batman, not Bane.
Well, it's Christian Bale.
They were both amazing in that movie, though.
So it received an Academy Award nominations for Best Direction and Best Art Direction and Best Cinematography.
It should just get Best Movie of All Time. But yeah, it had so many big names. It had Hugh Jackman, Christian Bale. It had Michael Caine, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, it was so good. And it's now my new personality. And I literally was messaging Suna about it nonstop all last night. Being like, but what about this? But what did you think of this? But did this mean this?
It is a really good movie. But yeah, to go along with our recommendation, what it essentially is about is it's a movie about a rivalry between two up-and-coming magicians. So that's all we'll say, but it's excellent.
That's all they'll allow us to say. I want to say so much more.
Were you silent or were you silenced?
Silenced. The latter.
So something else I watched recently that I think you guys should watch, especially Sadie, because I think she'll find it interesting or, like, find it cute at least. I watched Challengers. So this is the movie that has Zendaya in it, as well as a couple of other famous people. I didn't know what they were from. Like, they're from, like, musicals and stuff. But Mike Faced and Josh O'Connor is in it. And the idea is that it's all about, like, tennis and how all of them are, like, really good at it, and they're all thinking about going pro. And it starts with them, like, about to go to college, like, at that sort of age, like 18-ish.
Yeah.
Like a coming-of-age movie.
Yeah, but it's not, though. So it jumps back and forth between them as adults and them as, like, young adults the whole time, which I found really interesting. And, like, it was actually one of those ones where I found the storyline easy to follow, but not, whereas normally sometimes when it does jumps back and forth, I find it hard. But it was really well done, really well directed. And the concept is, like, yeah, they all play tennis. And you might have gathered from the trailers, this isn't a spoiler, that there's sort of like a love triangle situation going on as well. But yeah, it was really, really good, really well done. And the movie made me want to learn how to play tennis.
Nice. Have you seen any movies lately, Sadie?
We watched Turning Red the other day with the kids.
Oh, I watched that recently too. I watched that when I was on medical leave.
Holiday because it was a holiday.
Yeah, I know. And I was recovering from surgery, but literally wasn't in any pain.
Recovered in like 3 hours.
When I was recovered from surgery.
Yeah. It's a cute movie.
It is a cute movie. But like, I think I enjoyed it more because Jamie is like getting older and he's understanding things now.
Oh, so he's going to turn into a panda?
No, he's understanding the metaphors of it. But there was a part where they were, like, I think it was the mum and the daughter, and they were screaming at each other that she's not good enough for her mum, she's not perfect enough and this and that. And he turns around and he goes to me, am I good enough? And I'm like, yes, yes, honey, you are the best. You are the goodest.
I honestly, if there's a reason you're a mother and I'm not, because I would have been like, you could do better.
I know. Do you want honest feedback or do I want me to tell you what you want to hear?
Exactly.
If you guys talk to your kids the way you talk to your dogs, you guys will be golden.
Yeah, but I'm not going to.
But my dogs are literal kids, so.
My dogs are my children. And also, do you not hear me talking about my dogs? I'm like, Tina's a fucking bitch today.
But you don't say it to her face.
I say it to her face all the time.
No, don't do this.
That's why she tries to run away from home every chance she gets.
This is like literally one time Addison was at my house and I don't remember what he was doing, but my dog was doing something bad. Like he was stealing socks or something. And then like I basically apologized to him.
Not basically. Can I tell you exactly what she did? So yes, her dog stole socks and I was like, Rufy, what are you doing with these? And she picks them up, puts them away and sends him to his mat, but she walks over to him, crawls onto his mat with him, is cuddling him and rubbing his head and she's like, it's okay, sweetie, you're not in too much trouble. As she's like caressing him and snuggling him and giving him kisses. And I had to point out,
she's positively reinforcing his behavior, which he doesn't further allow him to steal socks.
I had to literally point out to her, I was like, he's not in any trouble, mate. What are you talking about? What trouble is he in?
I know. He's too cute and he uses it against me.
He does. Do you guys want to know a fun fact about Turning Red?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Fourtown?
Fourtown? Yeah. Oh, yeah, the band.
Yeah.
The band, yeah.
With five members,
yeah. Fourtown with five members. Well, 5 Seconds of Summer only has 4 members.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. And One Direction had 5. But no, the fun fact about that band, Fourtown, is that all the music was written, produced, and sung by Phineas Eilish.
Who is?
Is that Billie Eilish's brother?
Yeah, the one that produces all her music.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, he was on, I saw an Instagram reel of him on Fallon the other day. I didn't know that that was her brother.
Yeah, that's her brother, and he was producing all her music even before she got famous.
Yeah, I have seen interviews of him and knew he was her brother, but I did not know his name.
Yeah, it's Phineas.
And Ferb.
Yeah, and Ferb, correct. Also, like, how underrated is Phineas and Ferb? I love that show.
I also love that show.
I, to this day, still regularly think about that song. Gitchy gitchy goo wow, never gonna stop. Gitchy gitchy goo means I love you. I said bow chicka bow bow. That's what my baby says. You know the song?
No.
Sure.
Well, there's so many good songs in it, including the one where Ashley Tisdale's character and Doofenshmirtz's daughter sing, you're gonna get busted, busted. I'm gonna put the hurt on you. Anyway, so many good songs.
I believe you.
Yeah.
You know what I saw recently in the same vein as Turning Red? I recently watched Encanto.
Oh, it's so good.
That's a good one too.
it was my wedding day. It was my wedding day.
I've been doing literally nothing but listening to Surface Pressure and We Don't Talk About Bruno on repeat all day, every day.
Is Surface Pressure the strong one, right?
Yeah. Pressure that'll grip, 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 and you won't let go. That one.
Whoa.
Pressure that'll tip, 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 till it's ready to blow.
Do you feel it's because it's giving older sister vibes?
I think it's just a catchy beat. Like, I like that, the three beat of the words, like the drip, 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 grip, 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 trip, tip, 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 tip. Like, it's just so good.
The first time I watched Encanto, I cried twice, once at Surface Pressure, and I turned, like, to the person I was watching with, and I was like, this is what my older sister feels like. And then the other one was when... Oh, I won't say it, actually, because it's towards the end, in case anyone hasn't seen it. But it's a very, like, emotion-invoking movie.
Yeah.
But my favourite thing about when I talk about Bruno is, like, how dramatic Camillo is. He's, like, 7-foot frame, rats along his back.
Yeah.
I know.
I also like how dramatic they are about his prophecies, and they're, like, they're basically like, he told me I was going to be fat and bald, and now I'm fat and bald.
I know. He told me my goldfish would die, and then he died.
Yeah.
What I liked about it, though, was, like, I did, like, a deep dive after the first time I watched it, because I literally became obsessed with all the music.
Yeah.
And first of all, Suna, did you know that Mirabelle is Rosa from Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yes, I did know. I knew that before I watched it.
No! Is she?
Yeah, she is. And did you know she had, like, contractions while she was singing one of her songs, like, while she was recording it? She was going through labor or something?
I'm sure they had another take. Surely.
I don't know. I was just talking about what I read.
Surely they had another take.
No, she was going through contractions. Like, I'll just finish. But, yeah, so the whole, like, looks like rain thing in We Don't Talk About Bruno was apparently a great significance in Colombian culture, because if you say that to someone on their wedding day, it means you think that it's going to end in divorce.
Right. This is similar to the Turkish thing where they're like, if you eat from the pot, it's going to rain on your wedding day.
Yeah, exactly.
They told me that a million times, and it did actually rain on my wedding day.
Like, it rained on my wedding day too. It must be true. We're just proving old wives' tales to be true.
I can't attend my wedding if it rains on my wedding day because I'll be busy watching Twilight.
Ah, fair enough. But yeah, no, Encanto is really good. Yeah. It's also another one of those movies where you're like, you should watch it earlier. Like, I'm like, oh, I should have seen this earlier.
Yeah. We did tell you for like a year and a half to watch it.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to like it.
I don't know why. You love Disney movies.
That is also true, but I don't know why. I feel like I've got it in my brain that I don't like the newer Disney movies.
Yeah, is that why you still haven't seen The Princess and the Frog?
Yeah, I haven't seen Princess
and the Frog. But you're going to like the music from that too.
Okay, maybe I'll watch it. I feel like I'm not going to like it, but then I probably will, to be fair.
I think what's put you off is that Rapunzel one.
No, I never watched it. Tangled.
I didn't like Rapunzel.
Yes, you did. We watched it together and you had a crush on Flynn Rider.
Me?
No, Sadie.
I always have a crush on Flynn Rider.
Do you know, here's a tidbit for you. They did workshops with like 50 women to try and pick the hottest Flynn Rider.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did actual workshops where women were like talking about how, like, what features are more attractive so that they could pick the hottest one.
Well, they did a good job. What can I say?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a tidbit for you guys. You know, with the new movie, Inside Out, that's coming out, like number two?
Yeah.
Mm.
They're doing workshops, apparently, every 3 months with, like, a bunch of teenage girls to make sure they're getting stuff right, apparently.
Ah, exciting.
And I saw this other post being like, I can't think of anything worse than, like, a bunch of 14-year-olds critiquing my work every 3 months.
I know. Literally.
All right, so beyond the media and stuff like that, I had a question for you guys. If you guys had to fight a celebrity and you won, you got to keep their entire fortune, who are you fighting?
Oh, I just watched, speaking of things we've watched, I just watched The Haunting of Bly Manor. I could take those kids.
I don't think you could. They were like devil children.
Why do you guys watch things with the word haunting in them?
Literally, if something is called The Haunting of something, I'm going to watch it.
Correct.
What is wrong with your DNA?
The Haunting of Haunters. I will watch it.
Oh my god. So when Suna and I first wanted to watch The Haunting of Hill House, for some reason our brains could not comprehend that title, like, ever. Every time we tried to speak about it, we'd be like, The Hill of Haunt House.
The house on Haunting Hill.
The Haunting on House Hill. The Haunted Hill House.
It actually took us so long to get that title right.
I know.
Yeah, but my favourite was, I think at some stage I called it the House on Haunting Hill.
No, The Hill on Haunting House is what you said.
Yeah, but you guys are notorious for not being able to remember names and stuff.
Oh, okay, and you're not notorious for getting things right, are you?
I am 100%.
I didn't realize you took all of the correct genes in our family.
I'm perfect, okay?
Mate, we just tried to give you IT support. I know for a fact that you're not perfect. For context, we're like to say, you push the purple button and she's like, where? Opening up her start tab.
Also, she claimed not to have any browser except for Chrome.
I know, and then we're like, oh, I see Edge right there. She's like, that's barely a browser.
Okay, let's put it to a vote. When someone says, open your browser, who thinks of Edge automatically?
I said, open a different browser.
Edge is what you use to download Chrome and Mozilla. That's it. That's all you need.
But when I say use a different browser, it means use one that's different to the one you're using.
Yes, exactly.
But it's barely a browser.
It's a browser.
It is a browser. No, yes.
It's more like a Kling X. It's like, hey, set Edge as your homepage or set Edge as your default. No, I don't want to.
Let's move on from this. I want to ask you guys some general trivia questions, general knowledge trivia questions, and see if you'll know it.
Alrighty.
On it.
Did you prep these, or are you just making them up?
I'm just literally Googled trivia questions right now.
All right, okay, go.
Who in 1903 was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize?
Marie Curie.
Marie Curie.
Correct.
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. Okay. What is the sign directly opposite Scorpio in the Zodiac?
What does directly opposite mean?
Because you know how it's spherical?
Ah, when it's spherical. Yeah, I haven't.
When it's spherical.
I don't think of them as spherical. I think of them as a list.
Yeah, I think of them as a list as well. So I'm just going to go with Cancer.
But why are you going with Cancer?
Because it's a guess.
Because that's my star sign.
What month is...
Oh, Taurus is May.
What month is Scorpio? You said Scorpio. Why are you saying Taurus?
Oh, because the answer's Taurus and I'm dumb. What element does the chemical AU stand for?
Gold.
Gold.
Correct. How many Mission Impossible movies have been made?
Like six. Four.
Seven, with an eighth on the way.
Bro. I'm starting to think these ain't impossible.
I know, these missions are very impact possible.
Mission possible.
Mission possible. What movie is the line you're going to need a bigger boat from?
Jaws.
Correct. Who were the original Spy Kids?
Oh, I don't know.
Juni Cortez. It's Carmen something.
Was one of them Alison De Laurentiis?
No.
No.
Oh.
You're thinking of, Shark Boy and Lava Girl, but she was neither Shark Boy or Lava Girl. Sadie was actually correct. It is Juni and Carmen.
Ah, it's Juni cool. and Carmen. And the boy who plays Juni is now married to Meghan Trainor, and I forgot his name.
Daryl Savannah.
Yeah, and the girl is...
Yeah, her name is Carmen, but her real name is Alexa Vega.
That's it.
Oh, isn't she the one from Modern Family?
No.
No.
Oh. What's her name?
Ariel Winter.
Oh, yeah, that's who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of Ariel Winter.
Oh, yeah, speaking of movies we're watching before, you know how Sadie doesn't like Tangled?
Yeah.
Mm. Did you know the voice of Rapunzel in Tangled is Mandy Moore?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I haven't seen Tangled.
Yeah, both the singing voice and the acting voice. I didn't know that until recently.
That's cool.
What singer holds the record for the most Grammy nominations?
Beyonce?
Taylor Swift.
Beyonce. Can you guess how many nominations?
26.
Yeah, I don't know. I was 23.
88.
Whoa. Girl.
Sadie was closer.
Why don't we just give her the Queen of the World crown and just get over it now?
Oh, I see. Queen of the World.
She'll run the world.
Girls. Whoa. It's a Beyonce song.
Yeah,
who run the world, girls? Who run the world, girls?
Beyonce.
Who
run that mother? There has not been a song of hers that I don't like. Like right now on my, I'm on my Texas Hold'em. What's that song called? I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, that one. I'm on, I've been listening to that nonstop for like the past 3 days.
Nah, she's good.
Okay. I've got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
What am I holding in my hand?
Nail clippers?
A lighter.
No. Nope, never going to guess it. So I'm just going to tell you guys. It's a white Siberian tiger. It's a Kinder toy.
Okay. That was a that was an interesting game.
I know. We guessed one thing. Faye's like, you're never going to guess. I'm going to tell you.
That was actually my next guess.
I know. I have a worst sister story of when me and Suna went to go see Cinderella, like the ballet of it, though. And we were watching it. And like,
was it Cinderella? Like, was it not Swan Lake?
No, it was Cinderella. Because then I was like, why is she sleeping in the cinders? No, I didn't get that. Didn't get that. That's why she was called Cinderella.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Why is she sleeping in a chimney?
That's right, Cinderella. Our one time we wanted to watch the ballet, we were so bored.
Oh, my God, that was so boring.
Like, we're not as cultured as we thought we were because we're like, let's go to the ballet. It'll be nice. We're so bored.
Did you guys try it?
Try it.
There's a, yeah, there's a Turkish saying, not knowing something isn't wrong, but like not asking something or not trying something is. So you try something once.
Yeah, we tried it and we didn't like it.
We tried it and we're not cultured.
Because I was like, oh yeah, like what, you know, I like watching people dance. This is going to be great. And it was so boring. I was like, they're still dancing.
Yeah, but we like watching people dance in like Save the Last Dance.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh my God, you should. It's so good. Please watch it.
Is that the one Channing Tatum or the one Julia Stiles?
Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles.
Which one's Channing Tatum?
Step up.
I haven't seen that either, but I know Sadie liked it.
Yeah, it is good, but Save the Last Dance is better.
So then which one's Honey?
That's Jessica Alba.
Isn't that one where she's a cheerleader?
No.
Isn't she Bring It On?
No, that's she's not.
And that's Christina Milian or something.
But honestly, can I tell you, all of these movies that you've just listed have something very real in common, and it's that it's revolutionary to combine different dance styles in every single movie.
That's so true. Like, who would have thought to do cheerleading and crumping?
Exactly. And that this literally happens in every single one of those dance movies.
Yeah, it's revolutionary. Never before done.
And it's like, before, have you not seen Bring It On? Like,
Arzum, you need to watch the Julia Stiles one, right? And then you need to watch Jamie French's recap of it. But first watch the movie and then watch the recap.
My favorite Jamie French recap is She's All That.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. I really love how she inserts herself into the movies.
Yeah.
So good.
Literally my favorite. I could watch that all day, every day.
Same.
I love Jamie French. She's amazing.
Me too.
Should we start wrapping up?
Yes. All right, given that I'm hosting, guys, we've been recording for a while. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, we should wrap it up. That's a good idea.
Any last words?
The dish.
Like, I wasn't asking because I'm about to murder you. I was, like, asking so I can wrap up. So just to wrap up, some recommendations for you guys. The Prestige. What was it? Encanto? What else did we recommend?
Turning Red.
Turning Red.
And Challengers.
And Challengers, yes. So please watch all of those. And any dance movie you find. Cool. Did anyone have a worst sister story?
I have a worst sister story about my partner who cable managed me into tears.
Yeah, what does cable managed mean?
So
did he tidy up all of your cables?
Yes, he did. So he tidied up all of my cables and hooked them up to, like, behind the desk and everything. And I went to go, like, get the laptop, get ready and everything. And I'm like, where's the charger? He's like, oh, it's plugged into your desk. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go grab it. But he's like, fix the cable to the desk. It's, like, tucked behind everything. I have to pull the entire desk forward to get the top of the cable out. It was a hot mess. And I'm like, why would you do all of this? And he's like, oh, because it's just needed that way. I'm like, when do I ever use my desk? When have I ever done this?
Also, I'm not at all surprised this happened because my husband did this to me also, and it was so frustrating because he made all the cables too short. You can't move things along the desk.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, though. What is the point of having a laptop if I cannot just unplug it and move it wherever I need to go with the charger? Like,
exactly. But so Artism texted us earlier that her partner cable managed her to tears. And I literally had no idea what this meant. My two guesses were, did he cancel your Netflix subscription or did he lose your charger?
He fixed my charger to a desk that I, in protest, don't like to use because my bed is more comfortable.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then he's like, oh, well, why don't you just record from your desk? Like, that's, you know, what your desk is for. But I'm like, I can't record from my desk because it's not, you've been to my house now. You know how my desk is in an open space?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to hear your TV. I'm going to hear the dogs running up and down the stairs and barking and then your Battlestar Galactica in the background and the air fryer popping off. Like, I can't record there. Also, it's not my bed.
Fair enough.
No, I'm lucky in the way that my partner is not technologically inclined in any way. He is one of the most straight-up old-school people I've ever met. He does not care about cables. He does not. He won't even look at them. So I'm in charge of cable management in my house and there is nothing fixed to a wall.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us for this episode of The Dish. Hope you enjoyed it. Give us some feedback. Let us know if you watch any of our recommendations or if you have any views on our recommendations. And we'll catch you next time. You can, oh yeah, the way you can reach out to us, if you're going to, is on any of our socials. So we're at SisterWorst on Twitter/X and we're at WorstSisterShire on everything else, which is Reddit, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you, and I'll count us out with a hada bum.
You can also reach us on our email, which is worstsistershire@gmail.com.
What she said. All right, I'll count us out. One, two, three, hada bum.